I read the article, updated, Squamish Council reverses course, OK's extra $410,000 to Valleycliff Childcare Project, published online on April 17. I understand it was a difficult decision for the council to grant more taxpayers' dollars to support this project. As the project was so far along, delayed, it was necessary. The forecasted demand for daycare in Squamish will be high as families relocate to Squamish as a preferred location to raise their families. Squamish must continue to support daycare space creation in order to make it a desirable destination for new families and to support its current growing population. Where I have concerns are the costs of providing just 36 new spaces. If the goal is to create 100 spaces each year, we have to figure out how to do this for less than the $92,000 per space this project will cost. Doing the math, Squamish will need to find tens of millions, with inflation, each year to create new spaces. This is without the cost of the land, I assume. My daycare was recently required to find an interim home for 50 children while its new leased space was being developed. We leased land and had a modular building constructed to meet licensed daycare regulations. The buildings are functional and create a safe environment for our children. The cost, with preparation of the land, was approximately $1 million. When we move, we will sell the building to another daycare provider or to a business that can repurpose the modulars. My point is that we really have to think about how we can provide daycare at a much lower cost going forward. Lindsay Gray, owner of Squamish Montessori School.